herzlich willkommen zu einem weiteren Special hier bei Country Radio Switzerland, Country Club Morgenshow. Und mit dabei, wie ich es versprochen habe, haben wir heute den Bucky Holger und den Andy D. Welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. You are on Europe tourney. You started yesterday in Laupenburn. And yes, we have an hour time to know some talks about you guys, about your tourney, about your life and so. So you get your guitars with you.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And you are ready to start with a live tune here in our studio. Sie haben ihre Gitarre mitgenommen und sie fangen gerade mal an mit einem Live-Stück. So soll Radio sein, so wenn wir unsere Gäste bei uns haben, wo auch live spielen. Bucky Holger and Andy D, what tune are you gonna to play for us?
Song called 40 Hours to a Kiss.
Alles klar. Go ahead.
I was thinking that I'd buy you Buick with a flathead and overdrive. Fill the tank with liquid caffeine. Skip the White Cross and set the mixture lane. Head out west on US 2. Well, I'd push my seat back and think of you. It's 40 hours to your kiss, baby. I know I'm insane to drive like this. I hit Duluth and the stars are still bright. I push my ladder and I settle in. I sang my old song just south of Fargo. I smelled the spring wheat and cracked my window. While drug and Jesus made their calls and my headlights bounced off the Badland walls. It's 40 hours to your kiss, baby. I know I'm insane to drive like this. But a little romance and a little juke dance goes a long way in a mad world. A little romance and a little juke dance goes a long way, yeah, in a mad world. Well, in this age of atomic chance, I'd rather bet on our romance. Pull off the highway at the devil's tower. I cooled my engine and I caught some sleep. I woke to George Jones to stop for fried eggs. I like the waitress with the postcard legs. Across the Bighorns with the coffee shakes. Well, I'm tooting red out and I'm smoking straights. It's 40 hours to your kiss, baby. I know I'm insane to drive like this. No rest in Yellowstone, my hands are glued. Coffee stain, tobacco stench. Outside of Jackson, I go brain dead. I got Tammy Wynette tunes just a buzzing in my head. Saved at the border of Idaho, it's a mountain pass, and I got 10 hours to go. Cause it's 40 hours to your kiss, baby. I know I'm insane to drive like this. But a little romance and a little juke dance goes a long way, yeah, in a mad world. A little romance and a little juke dance goes a long way, yeah, in a mad world. In this age of atomic chance, I'd rather bet on our romance. Well, in this age of atomic chance, I'd rather bet on our romance. Yee-haw.
Yeah. Hey, we can for you guys.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Andy Holker on the acoustic guitar and Andy D on a, what do you call it? On the slide guitar?
Telecaster.
Telecaster. Mm-hmm. Okay, grossartige Sache. Also, Bucky Holker und Andy D sind unterwegs. Gestern Abend sind sie in Laupen gewesen, der Tonne. Tell us, please, Bucky. You have been here in Europe a couple of times. Tell us about these tours.
Oh, yeah. I first started coming to Europe in 1990, so I've been coming over now for almost 20 years. A lot of concerts from Berlin over to Hamburg and down into Innsbruck in Austria and Südtirol and in Switzerland. We've been lots of places in Switzerland over the last 10 years.
Yeah. And Andy, you told me before you also started to come to Switzerland in the 90s.
Yeah, I had a band called Molly and the Haymakers. We were signed for a couple of years to Warner Reprise out of Nashville. We spent a lot of time in Nashville and traveling around the country during those days. And we'd come over to Europe once or twice a year. A lot in Switzerland, played in Zurich a lot, the Trucker Treff and a lot of the festivals.
In Interlaken? Trucker Festival?
In Geneva and around Switzerland quite a bit, and up into Germany a little bit, and down to France. And so that was my favorite part of being in that band was being able to go to other countries. Mm-hmm. We loved it over here.
Yeah. Okay, we want to talk about you, about your music. Listen a lot of music. And tonight you are in Lachen, in the Theater Fasson. Heute Abend sind sie in Lachen. Und wie der Bucky und Andy gesagt haben, sie sind schon seit Anfang der 90er Jahre immer wieder da in Europa, in Österreich, Deutschland, in der Schweiz. Und haben immer den Plausch da können sein. Und jetzt sind sie wieder auf Europa-Tournee, da in der Schweiz heute Abend in Lachen, morgen in Fürthalen, in Chur am Mittwoch, am 22. April. Dann sind sie in Deutschland, in Österreich und wieder in Deutschland. Und über all das werden wir jetzt hören in der nächsten Zeit. Please, Bucky, tell us about your early days, about your youth and where you're from. You're from Wisconsin and so?
Yeah, I grew up in northern Wisconsin near the Canadian border on Lake Superior. When I was a teenager, played rock and roll, had bands and all that, and then got interested in country music too when I was a kid. My dad owned a little radio station and they played a lot of country music and also polkas. We had a lot of Polish and Serbs and Croatians. So I got interested in country music when I was young and just kept on playing, and I've been doing that ever since. So
Ist von klein auf schon involviert gsi in der Musik, weil seine Eltern haben eine kleine Radiostation damals gehabt. I read that you already worked on the radio station in the age of 8.
Yeah, I had a radio show when I was 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell, man.
Yeah, I know.
Jetzt eben seine Eltern haben eine Radiostation gehabt und er hat tatsächlich mit 8 schon seine eigene Radioshow gehabt. Absolut unglaublich so. In Wisconsin dort aufgewachsen, Haufen Musik gespielt, Rock'n'Roll, alles Mögliche schon in der Jugend und dann ist er irgendwann auf Country-Musik gekommen. How was your youth, Andy?
I'm originally from Minnesota, southern Minnesota, and I live there now as well. I did live in Wisconsin for 11 years, and that's when I met Bucky. That was during the late 80s and in the 90s, and so I'm a northern boy as well. I love country and rockabilly. I play a lot of blues and steel guitars and dobro and a lot of different stringed instruments.
And yeah, and there are, as you said, a lot of influences. Why do bows, maybe mostly you, went in a folk music, in Americana, in a country, and not in a rock scene?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you have any ideas about that, Andy?
Well, they all kind of have a lot in common, all those different styles of music, so I think it's, you know, good music is good music, and you know, if it's bluegrass or blues or country, old timey or western swing, you know, rock and really rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot in common, and
yeah, that's how I feel too. When I was a kid, I listened to a lot of different music besides country. I listened to rock and roll and rockabilly and blues, and so all the American roots music, they all have an influence on me, and Andy is the same way. We like all those different styles.
Yeah. So you probably have also a problem when people want to put you in a box.
Yeah, it was always a problem with record companies. They would come around and listen to my bands and say, this is a great band you have, but what will we do with it? How can we sell your records because they're all over? Yeah. And Andy, I know you had the same problem with the bands you've been in too.
Yeah, we kind of always were straddling the lines, you know, and musically that's more interesting and more fun, I think. Yeah. To market your music, they want to put you in a slot.
A little hole, yeah.
Genau, ich habe gefragt, dass natürlich auch sie viele Einflüsse gehabt haben von Musik, Rockmusik, Bluesmusik, all das, Country. Wieso haben sie sich dann für Country-Musik entschieden? Und das ist natürlich eine schwierige Antwort, weil eben, man ist beeinflusst von so viel Musik in Amerika und irgendwann probiert man das Ganze irgendwie zusammenzunehmen. Und das gibt dann eben das Problem mit gewissen Marketingdirektoren, die dann sagen, hey, deine Musik kann man nie einordnen. Wie sollen wir es verkaufen? Und das ist genau das, wo eben da die Leute, die einmal offen sind für die Musik, nicht so gerne haben, wenn man sie irgendwie in eine Schublade rein tun. Okay, what do you think? Shall we play another tune?
Yeah, we can do that. Should we something live?
Yeah, sure. Okay, sure. Machen wir nochmal ein Live-Stück da im Studio Zürich. Bucky Holker und Andy D.
We're going to do a song called T. Texas Tyler, which is actually about an early country music star in the late 1940s or early 50s who had, it's kind of his story. He had a bad alcohol and drug problem, and then he got cleaned up later in life. But most of his really great music he made when he was younger and still had lots of problems, but we want to play this one called T. Texas Tyler. You should have heard T. Texas Tyler. You came to here in 54. Down the street at Main and Overland, at the rendezvous where the cowboy smoke hangs blue. He was leaning on his liquor. He was leaning on the wall. But there were nights when he could still cut through the pills and the blues, and you could hear her teardrops fall. You should have heard T. Texas Tyler when he played in Idaho. He was better than a preacher. He took your heart, I ought to know. With a voice so sad and lonesome, he could wear a woman down. He could get inside that part of her. Nobody knows where the cowbird flies. You should have heard T. Texas Tyler when he played in Idaho. He was better than a preacher. Heart, I ought to know. On a sunny April morning, they poured him in his black sedan. Then he was gassed and gone. The band rolled on to Jackpot on Highway 93. Well, I heard he found redemption
stomping on the gospel line. He traded in the Bible for the Bible as a matter of survival, but I heard him when he could really sing. You should have heard G-Texas Tyler when he played in Idaho. He was better than the preacher. He took a heart I ought to know. He was better than a preacher. He took a heart I ought to know. He was better than a preacher. Took her heart, I ought to know.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Ah, thank you.
Live im Studio Zürich, der Bucky Holker und Andy D. Can I say it, is it right when I say you're not a typical musician? Because you're a professor?
I was at one point. Yeah, but you're probably right.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a PhD in U.S. history. Yeah. I used to teach at the university.
Ja, er ist ein Professor im richtigen Leben. Er ist an der Universität gewesen. Also hat dort, als Lehrer gearbeitet. Und das ist ja nicht wirklich typisch für einen Musiker. What is the more important for you? Is it the music or is it the history, the American history, I guess?
Well, it's definitely the music. Yeah, music is much more important to me. But, you know, I'm interested in music history and the history of country and the history of folk music in the United States and actually all over the world. So sometimes my two interests come together. But,
yeah. A lot of your songs are from the Depression time and after the Second World War. And so you use this history background to make your music.
Yeah, it's definitely true. It has a big influence on me, and it's probably why, like you were saying earlier, I'm hard to classify, because there's, I've studied a lot of different kinds of American music, and they all interest me, so they influence what I do. But I also, you know, there's some music in America that's not well known. It's being forgotten, and I think it's important to remember these songs. So I'm a little bit, it's sort of like Marty Stewart, because I can see you've got Marty Stewart's picture on the wall. And Marty's been really, you know, active in preserving early country music and trying to get some of those people, getting their records released and played that we've forgotten about. And I try to do the same thing. Yeah, I have an interest in that.
You're talking about Woody Guthrie, probably.
Yes, Woody Guthrie, yes. Because I know Marty's working on Woody Guthrie, and I've been really active in trying to promote Woody Guthrie's music as well.
Also er als ehemaliger Universitätsprofessor, als Historiker, tut natürlich sehr viel in seinen Songs von selber Zeit einflüssen lassen, während der grossen Depression in den 30er Jahren oder auch nach dem Zweiten Weltkrieg, wie wir schon in der ersten Stunde gehört haben. And now, do you live from the music, or you?
I quit teaching 20 years ago.
Oh, already?
Yeah, I got. You could say I got bored with it. Yeah,
schon langweilig war schon vor 20 Jahren aufgehört an der Universität schule, und jetzt lebt er von der Musik. What about you? Do you have a day job, or you are also a full-time musician?
Full-time musician.
Oh, great.
I live up in Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities of Minnesota, and there's a lot of music up there, a lot of studios. I do a lot of studio work. I have a home studio. I do music for commercials, and people hire me to play on their sessions. And and then I've got good friends like Bucky that I play with. They hire me to come out and do shows or do gigs with them, do little tours, things like that.
Do you write also songs?
Yeah, I'm more of an instrumental guy. Really lately, most of this, the writing that I've been doing is for commercials. Oh. So, 30-second songs, 1-minute songs, stuff like that. So I'm I'm a good side man, and I leave most of the songwriting to the real songwriters like Bucky.
Yeah. Glad you mentioned it. What's more important for you, Bucky? Is it the words, the story behind the song, or it's the music?
Probably both. I mean, because I'm a songwriter, the lyrics really interest me a lot. But you know, I'm also really serious about playing the music part of it too. When I was younger, I was really just a songwriter, and I think Andy probably has known me most of that time. But because I had to play in so many bands and I've worked different places for so long, the music started to get more and more important to me. So I probably spend as much time on the music now as the lyrics. But I still think that the lyrics are what make people listen to songs. You know, maybe with younger people, that's not so much. Yeah. But with you, David, or me, or Andy, I think we still like to hear the lyrics, hear the words.
Yeah. Ich habe mich gefragt, was wichtig ist. Erstens mal, Andy, die gefragt, wie er dann so sein Tagesablauf habe oder wie er sein Geld verdient. Er ist also auch voll beruflich als Musiker unterwegs, macht viel Commercials, alles mögliche, spielt mit x verschiedenen Bands und so weiter. Und dann hat er mich natürlich auch drauf gebracht, weil er mehr Musik macht, nicht selber Titel schreibt, indem er Text drauf hat. Was dann für den Bucky Holker wichtiger ist, ist es der Text oder die Musik? Und er meint, wahrscheinlich ist es schon der Text. Der grösste Teil in der Country-Musik basiert ja auf dem Text. Man hört hin und es soll eine Geschichte sein. Aber er tut sich natürlich auch stark mit der Musik selber kümmern, beschäftigen, damit es zum Schluss einen guten Song gibt. Your last CD, it's called Wisconsin 21363.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. Seine letzte CD heisst Wisconsin und das ist dann das Geburtsdatum, könnte man meinen, 13.02.63, but it's not a birth date.
Not a birthday. It's the highways in front of my house where I grew up as a kid. There was a highway sign that was all three highways, Highway 2, yeah. Highway 13, and Highway 63.
Okay.
But also, I woke up on the morning of February 13th, 1963, 2/13/63 that morning, and in the newspaper they had the picture in front of my house, and it said, on the newspaper, it said, this won't happen again for a century. And I was a little kid, and I didn't understand what they meant by that, that it wouldn't happen for 100 years. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I had this thought all of a sudden, oh, 100 years? 100 years? I won't be alive in 100 years.
Yeah.
So it made me think, oh, I should get out there and, like, take on the world or travel or see the world. It was just one of those moments in life where you think you need to go out. Like you, I know you travel a lot. So just it was something that just made me think, oh, I should travel. So that's why I picked the title.
Okay.
Yeah.
Da, wenn man jetzt das Cover genau anschaut, dann sieht man da die Strassenbeschilderung, die US-2, die US-63 in Wisconsin und das 13. Und das ist das Zeichen gewesen, das er als Kind immer gesehen hat vor seinem Haus. Und eines Tages ist in der Zeitung gestanden, ein Foto drauf gewesen, wo ihr Haus auch drauf gewesen ist, und es ist gestanden, das passiert nur alle 100 Jahre. Und das hat ihn dann zum Überlegen gebracht, um was geht's eigentlich. Und das hat ihm dann fast als Bub schon, also dort ist er 9 gewesen, die Augen auftun, dass er muss reisen, dass er muss die Welt sehen, dass er muss erleben, was los ist. We pick up the song number 3 from this CD, Bucky Holker, Wisconsin 21363, and it's called Without Saying Goodbye. Lassen wir noch eins an, ab der CD. Der Titel sounds like this.
Around like I've been wounded, barely contain my tears. Today I can say that's behind me. I'm not taking your name in vain. There's one thing I'll never get over. It's the way you left that day without saying goodbye. Without saying goodbye, that one simple word that I never heard, 'cause you left without saying goodbye. look in the mirror, I'm honest. There's a list of my faults that's so long. So I'll take on my share of the blame. I suspect that you do the same. But there's something still gnawing inside me. That's the way you left that day without saying goodbye. Without saying goodbye. That one simple word that I never heard. Cause you left without saying saying goodbye, without saying goodbye. The one simple word that I never heard, without saying goodbye, without saying.
Bucky Holker von seiner CD von 2007 Without Saying Goodbye. Aber es ist Gott sei Dank noch nicht Zeit, zum Adieu sagen. Wir haben noch fast eine halbe Stunde Zeit. Bucky, you said it before, there is a lot of influences musically. And you told me right now that also is a big influence from the Germans in the States. Why that?
Well, so many Germans and other people from the Austro-Hungarian Empire before World War I, lots of Germans and Swiss and Austrians came to the United States, and they had a big influence in the Midwest, especially through the polkas. Polkas were very popular, the German polka style in the Midwest. But then down in Texas, because there were so many German peoples who went to Texas, they brought the accordion with them, and then the local people, the Norteños, the Mexicans, and the Mexicans in Texas picked up on the accordion. And really, that it's that style that's become the dominant style of music in northern Mexico and all through Texas, called Norteño music, with the accordion, the polka style, that's the most popular.
Unglaublich, eigentlich. Würde man gar nicht denken, er sagt. Entschuldigung. Auch die Deutschen, die Schweizer, die Österreicher, alle die vor dem Ersten Weltkrieg, vom ungarischen Grossreich, die auf Amerika gegangen sind, haben natürlich die Musik sehr beeinflusst. Einerseits durch ihre Akkordeons, die sie mitgenommen haben, gerade dort in Texas, wo es nachher mit den Texanern zusammengekommen ist und die Musik den Polka-Stil übernommen haben. Aber auch im mittleren Westen, wo sich dort die Deutschen niedergelassen haben, mit ihrem Polka-Stil haben die Musik sehr beeinflusst. It's strange to hear that, but ich weiß nicht, ob ihr es wisst, Anfang von dem 19., dem 20. Jahrhundert sind ja 40% von allen Amerikanern Deutsche gewesen, oder ursprünglich Deutsche, und der Bucky hat mir jetzt gerade gesagt, auch heute noch können 25% von allen Amerikanern ihre Roots, also ihre Familiengeschichte auf Deutschland zurückverfolgen. It's unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And a lot of people don't know that, but I right away, because I grew up in Wisconsin and I heard so many German-style polkas, when I started to be around Mexican-Americans, and they would play the polkas, it was like, oh, well, this is just like German polkas where I grew up, except they have a little different drum beat that they use, but it's very, very similar. You can drive, like in Chicago, you drive through a Mexican neighborhood, you hear the radios going, and they're all playing polkas. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Also eben er in Wisconsin aufgewachsen und der das natürlich viel deutsche Schweizer kam mit ihrem Akkordeon, in dem Polka-Stil. Und wenn du eben auf Texas runtergehst, dann merkst du, eigentlich ist es eine sehr ähnliche Musik, die dort gespielt wird. Sie haben ein bisschen einen anderen Beat auf einem Schlagzeug, aber sonst ist es sehr ähnlich. What do you think? Wanna play another live tune?
Yeah, sure. Be glad to do that. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Tell us about the tune, please.
It's called Squirrel in a Cage. It's about, I play these concerts in this one small town in Illinois, and there's a little motel there. And whenever I would drive in there, this woman that owned the motel had a squirrel she put in a cage. And I didn't really like seeing the squirrel in the cage, and neither did my wife. She wanted me to go out at night and cut the wires and let the squirrel out. And I said, no, I don't think I should do that. I said, I'll just write a song about it instead. And it really, it's just a song about all of us sometimes, how we're trapped in our own little, our little circle or our little cages is what it's really all about.
Okay, so. Der Titel heißt Squirrel in a Cage und es geht eben darum, dass, und das ist auch eine wahre Geschichte, er war mal in einem Ort, wo es eben so ein Squirrel hatte, wo im Käfig war und dann hat seine Frau gesagt, hey, geh das arme Tierli befreien und er hat gesagt, nein, das kann ich nicht machen. Dann hat sie gesagt, aber dann schreib mindestens mal ein Lied darüber und das hat er dann gemacht und es geht eben darum, dass wir alle manchmal gefangen sind im Käfig und irgendwie Band ausbrechen. Thank you.
Down in Havana at the Sycamore and they got a squirrel in a cage. They make it run around in circles all day, but he never does get away. I'm sitting in my easy chair living in 16A. Down in Havana at the Sycamore and they got a squirrel in a cage. Well, the owner says that pesky rodent was chewing up the walls of a brand new carport Bert had built. It taken 6 years, that's all. Wasn't gonna let some little girl ruin her brand new prize. She bought herself a have-a-heart trap, captured that critter alive. Down in Havana at the Sycamore and they got a squirrel in a cage. Make him run around in circles all day, but he never does get away. I'm sitting in my easy chair, I'm living in 16A. And down in Havana at the Sycamore, and they got a squirrel in a cage. I stopped in Havana for a beer one day when the fireflies blew through town. I saw the little red matchbook sitting on a bar, and I made my motel call. I dialed 309-543-4 and a 454. They got cable and color, a fridge and a stove, and a lock that works on my door. Down in Havana at the Sycamore, and they got a squirrel in a cage. They make him run around in circles all day, but he never does get away. I'm sitting in my easy chair, I'm living in 16A. Down in Havana at the Sycamore, and they got a squirrel in a cage. I was working on the pumps at the gasomat when the dog days walk right by. 4 blocks from the river, 2 from the bar, my throat never gets too dry. A little dripping in a cart bus of peanuts by the day. Dropping mile by the river now, everything they say. Down in Havana at the Sycamore and they got a squirrel in a cage. They make him run around in circles all day, but he never does get away. Me, I'm sitting in my easy chair, I'm living in 16A. Down in Havana at the Sycamore and they got a squirrel in a cage. Andy D. a sleepy Sunday and I'm nursing my breakfast beer. I'm leaving $200 in the keys on the bed. I'm gonna drive right out of here. I got my little gray friend in a cardboard box on the bench seat at my side. I'm gonna drop him off by the Mississippi River, jump back in and drive. I'm gonna drop him off by the Mississippi River, jump back in and drive. Down in Havana at the Sycamore Inn, they got a squirrel in a cage. They make him run around in circles all day, but he never does get away. I'm sitting in my easy chair, I'm living in 68. Down in Havana at the Sycamore Inn, they got a squirrel in a case. Down in Havana at the Sycamore Inn, they got a squirrel in a case. Down in Havana at the Sycamore Inn, they got a squirrel in a case.
Großartige Sache, Bucky Holger. Und Andy D. da live bei uns im Studio Zürich. Großartig. Thank you very much. Great song.
That's great. Oh, thanks.
What's about the owner from this motel?
Pardon me?
What's about the owner from this motel? You heard about this song. I read that.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
And told you?
Yep. Yeah.
Told you you the story is not the truth.
Well, not true, not entirely true, right? Came up and told me, said, oh, that's not the right story. But I said, well, I'm just a songwriter. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm just trying to write a song, lady. Sometimes, you know, if you're a songwriter, it's better not to tell the truth. It's better to make it up because it's better than the real truth, you know?
Okay. Der Besitzer oder Besitzerin von dem Motel hat von dem Song gehört und ist zu einem Mann gegangen und hat gesagt, hey, das ist im Fall nicht ganz so, wie du geschrieben hast. Und er hat gesagt, hey, ich kann dich nicht wollen anzünden. Ich bin ein Songwriter und ich schreibe einfach meine Songs da dazu. We told it before, a lot of songs you write is about the Depression, the Great Depression, in the style Woody Guthrie did.
Yeah.
Now it's the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To write new songs about this depression, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. And actually, there's a lot of songs right now that people are writing about the depression. Yeah. It's, you know, in America, the 1930s, the Great Depression, like in Europe, that was a really important period and lots of things happened. And we had to rethink how the world was going to operate. And right now in the United States, we're going through a similar kind of situation, not quite as bad or as dangerous maybe, but it's an important period, and there's a lot of what we would call soul searching going on, like questioning and asking about where the future of America should, what it should be. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. It's hard to change people's habits, but it's definitely a difficult time, and there's a lot of changes going on.
Kann ich gesagt, er hat ja oft geschrieben über 30er Jahre, über die große Depression und so. Jetzt immer wieder in eine Depression hinein. Und jetzt wäre doch auch Zeit. Und er sagt, ja, wird natürlich auch kommen. Man schaut vorwärts, wie es weitergeht, aber es ist halt schon eine harte Gewohnheiten der Leute zu verändern und sie zum Umdenken animieren. What do you think? It needs more, a lot of more time to looking forward for better times now?
Well, I think it'll be a couple of years. I think in the United States, you know, we've been living through an era that I think was really built on a kind of a false credit system, a credit system that was not very stable, at least going back to the early 1980s under President Reagan. And so the prosperity that we had was always kind of shaky, and now it's all fallen down. So I think we, in the United States, we need to completely rethink and restructure a lot of the economy. And, you know, to be honest, I think the real question is whether the United States is going to keep going the way it's been going the last 30 or 40 or 50 years, or whether it's going to become more like a European country where we have a national health care system and we have a good unemployment system for people who lose their jobs, or we have, you know, job trainings and we have schools for every children so they have a good school. I think the question is whether we're going to move back, keep doing their old things, or we're going to move more towards a European model. That's hard for Americans to do, to move towards a European model, because they're very suspicious.
So you think you're on the right way with your president?
Yeah, I do. I think in my lifetime, I've been waiting for a president like Obama my whole life, you know, since Nixon, because we've had problems ever since the late 60s. And mostly we've had people like Reagan or President Bush or his father controlling the country and making decisions. And, you know, they weren't all bad decisions, but I think we've come to a point where we have to move in a different direction. And I really think that the president we have right now, I think he's a very good leader, and he's the kind of leader that can talk to European leaders. He can talk to other people around the world. And I think we've come to a point in the world where we can't just not cooperate. We have to work with each other because the world's getting more and more complicated and complex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also meine Frage an ihn, ob er dann glaubt, dass wir noch lange müssen warten, bis die Depressionen, nicht ganz so wie die 30er, aber schlechte Zeiten noch lange gehen, bis es besser wird, meint er, wir müssen sicher viele Sachen ändern und dann müssen wir uns entscheiden, gehen wir zurück zu dem, was wir vorher hatten, oder gehen wir eher ein bisschen die Richtung, wie wir in Europa, da in der Schweiz haben, mit Krankenpflegeversicherung und so weiter. Und er glaubt, er hat jetzt einen guten Präsident, das ist einer von denen, der noch lange drauf gewartet hat, weil er kann umgehen mit den Leuten, mit den Europäern, mit den Leadern in Europa und so, und er glaube ich, alles kommt gut, aber es braucht natürlich Zeit. But I go to you now. Now I have a hanger. Jetzt habe ich so lange übersetzt und mir überlegt, was er gesagt hat, dass ich gar nicht mehr weiss, wie wir jetzt weitermachen. About your tour now. You started yesterday in Laupenburg.
Yeah.
Tell us about this gig. Was a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was a good turnout. You know, they have a nice little club there. It's a keller down in the basement, an old wine keller. And it was fun. We had a good turnout.
Still wine in there?
Well, I wish. No, they brought us some beer, I think, is what they gave us, right? But there wasn't much wine down there. It was good. You know, it's always when you do the first show, you're always more nervous. And Andy and I are still kind of feeling of how it's going to go for the rest of the tour. So, but I was happy. I thought it went really, really well. And it was just fun. The people were great, you know, and our host down there, the person who was our promoter, did a really nice job and took us, you know, he made dinner for us. And it was really nice. People were wonderful.
Gestern Abend, also ihre erste Auftritt gehabt in Laupenbären, dort in einem ehemaligen Weichhallen. Es war grossartig. Sie waren ein bisschen nervös. Es ist immer so, wenn man den ersten Gig auf einer Tournee hat. Aber es war lässig gewesen. Die Leute haben den Plausch gehabt, ein gutes Essen bekommen und gutes Bier also. Heute Abend sind sie in Lachen, im Theater Fasson Lachen, Kanton Schweiz, nicht weit von da weg. What can the people expect for tonight there in Lachen?
Well, we'll do a lot of material from our different CDs tonight. I think we'll do some stuff from the last CD, the Wisconsin CD, and we'll do a few of the Woody Guthrie tunes. Probably there's a pretty... We kind of country and blues are the dominant kind of material that we've been pulling off the CDs to play.
Yeah. Also heute Abend in Lachen Country und Blues, viele verschiedene Titel aus seiner CD, die er da gemacht hat. Und morgen sind sie in Fürthalen, in Gappischaffhausen dran, am Rhein. Und wenn man wette wissen, wo was ganz genau läuft, welche Zeit und so, dann geht man mal auf seine Homepage buckyhalker.com, buckyhalker.com. Dort hat es einen Kalender, da kann man ganz genau nachlesen, wo was läuft. Und zum Beispiel morgen Sonntag, I guess it's a day show tomorrow in Feuertal, in Dolder 2.
I can't remember, I haven't looked ahead yet.
Okay,
yeah.
Das kann man anschauen auf seiner Homepage buckyhalker.com auf Alpha. Heute Abend sind sie in Lachen im Theater Fasson, Lachen, Kanton Schweiz. Jetzt aber sind sie noch bei uns. Eine Viertelstunde haben wir noch Zeit. Wanna play one more song?
Sure. Should we do a, you want to hear a blues song? How would that be?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mom and blues song. Bucky Holker and Andy D.
Yeah, we're going to play a song from the 1950s since I live in Chicago. I wanted to do a blues song. And this was a song that you wouldn't think it would have gotten the songwriter in trouble, but he ended up the FBI, our Homeland Security from the 1950s, actually trailed him, and he had a file just because he wrote a song about President Eisenhower. You know, America can get kind of crazy sometimes. We're always, about every 30 or 40 years, we get kind of crazy and worry about, I don't know, people who are going to take over the country or blow us all up or something. But during the Eisenhower years, we always were worried about communism taking over. And so the songwriter just wrote a blues song about it, just about how you have the Eisenhower blues, but it got him in trouble with the government. And, but it's a cool little blues song, so we'll play that now. The Eisenhower Blues.
Thank you.
everybody, I was talking to you. I ain't jiving, that's a natural truth. And I said, who now, baby? I got the Eisenhower blues. I'm talking about you and me now, baby. What on earth we gonna do? My wallet's empty now, my fun is gone. The way things going, I won't be here long. And I said, now, baby, I got the Eisenhower blues. I'm talking about you and me now, baby. What on earth we gonna do? Look out my money just to pay the tax. I'm giving you people all the natural facts. I'm telling you people, it's my belief, the way things going, I'll be on relief. And I said, who now, baby? I got the Eisenhower blues. I'm talking about you and me now, baby. What on earth we gonna do? All right, Andy, lay one on me. Ain't got a dollar, baby, I ain't got a cent. Ain't got the money, girl, to pay my rent. But my baby needs her clothes, she needs her shoes. So people tell me now, what am I to do? But now, baby, I got the Eisenhower blues. I'm talking about you and me now, baby. What on earth we gonna do? I'm talking about you and me now, baby. What on earth we gonna do? I'm talking about you and me now, baby. What on earth we gonna do?
Song, the Eisenhower Blues.
Thank
you very much, Bucky.
Yeah,
Andy, it's great. Def Impair auf der CD, Bucky Holker and the Complete Unknowns. Welcome to the Labour Land. Und übrigens, die CDs kann man immer noch bestellen. Gehen wir auf brambus.com. Brambus.com, das Plattenlabel von Paul Rostetter. Er ist auf einem Schweizer Label. Why are you on a Swiss label?
Well, years ago, I was back in the 90s, early 90s, I was touring a lot in Germany. And then a friend of mine's knew Paul. This friend of mine living in Frankfurt had booked a lot of American acts and European acts, too, from all over Europe. And knew that Paul was putting out a lot of American songwriters and blues bands and stuff. And so he sent Paul a CD of mine and said, well, Paul, maybe you should listen to this and think about putting out these records. So about 95, 1996, I've been working with Paul and he's put out four of my CDs now.
Die vierte CD bereits für Paul Rostetter, sein Label Brambus rausgebracht. Das für einen Freund, den er in Deutschland kennt hat, einen gemeinsamen Freund. Und er hat dann zusammen mit dem Paul Rostetter verbunden und so hat es die Zusammenarbeit gegeben. Jetzt, wir haben es vorhin schon gesagt, der Bucky Holker lässt sich nicht gerne irgendein Schema reinpressen, was Musik anbelangt. So, wenn wir uns zwei Titel anhören von seiner zweitletzten CD, Wisconsin 2-1363, und das ist ein Titel, 40 Hours to a Kiss, I would call it Americana, this kind.
Yeah.
And the next one, Without Saying Goodbye, from the CD, This is a kind of a Tex-Mex?
It is, yeah.
It is.
Huh? When I was a kid, I was a big fan of some of the Tex-Mex records, the early Tex-Mex stuff. And there were a lot of country singers from Texas, especially in the 50s and 60s, like Marty Robbins, who were really influenced by the Mexican music around them, especially the string sections and the way they did strings. So I always wanted to write and record a song like that, so I decided on that record to do that. And I see on your playlist there that you had, you know, like Marty Stewart, and you had the Mavericks up there. Same kind of, you know, they borrow a lot of different styles too. I really respect those kind of musicians.
Yeah. I love the Mavericks.
I do too. They're one of my favorite bands, and that's a classic example. To me, they should have been superstars in Nashville, but they really had a hard time. People just did the record industry, not the people, but the record industry.
Yeah. Ralph Molo told me. That's the problem. He wants to be in a box. He wants to make his music.
Yeah.
And now he has his own solo project. Sounds great. He's coming to Switzerland,
too. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. He just came through Chicago. They were a great band. I felt bad because I thought they should just get a lot more radio airplay in the U.S. But that, like you say, they wanted to market him in a real small area. And that's just not the way that band was.
Ja, wir haben es jetzt gehabt von den Mavericks, von Ralph Molo. Aber er ein großartiger Musiker, großartige Band. Bucky Holker und der Andy lieben die Musik absolut. Aber dort ist genau wie das Problem, dass man es irgend in eine Schublade rein tun will, sonst kann man es nicht verkaufen, sagen die Marketing-Leute. But anyway, I guess this problem about this manager, this music manager, they want to put you in a box, it's probably over because nobody knows...
Well, I think you're right. Yeah, nobody knows what's happening now or where it's going to go. The record industry is in a big mess all over the United States. And in some ways, it's really good because it allows people to just put out their own records now. And, you know, many of those people are getting a lot of airplay. The bad thing is, you know, you have to work a little harder as a fan. You have to find the music. It's not like in the old days when you could just turn your radio on and hear great music from Waylon or somebody like the Mavericks.
Except you listen to country radio Switzerland.
Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You have all the good music.
Yeah, I mean, you played Dwight Yoakam when we were coming in. Dwight Yoakam is one of my favorite all-time country musicians, but he hardly gets any airplay, any radio play in the United States because he just doesn't fit Nashville's idea of what's going on. But, you know, there's a lot of opportunities now because the record industry is in shambles and it doesn't know, nobody knows what's going to happen with it. So I see it as an opportunity.
Eben ein grosser Vorteil heutzutage ist, man braucht eigentlich gar keine Plattenfirma mehr. Man hat seine eigene Musik und kann es auf der eigenen Homepage auch verkaufen und von dem her ist es sicher ein Vorteil und eine grosse Chance für solche Musiker, die eben nicht wollen, nach der Pfeife von irgendwelchen Platten-Label-Manager arbeiten. Lassen wir uns die zwei Titel an, Without Saying Goodbye, haben wir vorhin gehört, jetzt aber von der CD-Version. Und das erste ist sicher Americana, der zweite Titel ist sicher Tex-Mex. Bucky Holker und Andy D, da bei uns live im Studio Zürich.
I was thinking that I'd buy you Buick with a flat hidden overdrive. Fill the tank with liquid caffeine. Skip the white cross and set the mixture lean. Head out west on US 2. I push my seat back and think of you. 40 hours to your kiss, baby. I know I'm insane to drive like this. I hit the new van. The stars are still bright. I push my lighter and settle in. I sang my old song to South of Fargo. I smelled the spring wheat and cracked my window. While drugging Jesus made the calls and my headlights bounced off the Batman door. 40 hours to kiss, baby. I know I'm insane to drive like this. But a little romance and a little cheap dance goes a long way, yeah, in a mad world. But a little romance and a little cheap dance goes a long way, yeah, in a mad world. In this age, till the time of chance, I'd rather bet on our romance. Pull out the highway at the devil's tower. I cool my engine and I caught some sleep. I walk through Georgetown. I stop for fried eggs. I like the waitress with a postcard leg. Across the Bighorns with her coffee shakes. Well, I'm touring red eyed and I'm smoking straight. It's 40 hours to the little kids, baby. I know I'm insane to drive like this.
So, und der Blick auf die Uhr zeigt, wir müssen da bereits ein bisschen abklemmen vor die Hours to a Kiss. Wunderschöner Titel. Hören wir uns nochmal, oder noch den an, Without Saying Goodbye, bei dem, der so ein schöner Tex-Mex-Sound ist. Mit wunderschönen Instrumenten.
There's not a doubt that my heart was broken. I wore it on my sleeve for years. I walked around like I've been wounded. Barely contain my tears. Today I can say that's behind me. I'm not taking your name in vain. There's one thing I'll never get over. It's the way you left that day. Without saying goodbye. Without saying goodbye. Saying goodbye. I can look back at us from a distance to see that we both did things wrong. When I look in the mirror, I'm honest. There's a list of my faults that's so long. So I'll take on my share of the blame. I suspect that you do same, but there's something still lying inside me. It's the way you left that day without saying goodbye. Without saying goodbye. That one simple word that I never heard, 'cause you left without saying goodbye. Take a moment, I guess saying those words must be hard. Still I'm counting on you to deliver the message that you'd never say. A minute or two ain't a burden for the way you left that.
Ja, und jetzt ist es der passende Titel, Without Saying Goodbye. Aber wir wollen natürlich euch nicht ins Wochenende lassen, ohne euch Adieu zu sagen. Und der Matti Holger und der Andy D sind auch noch da. Ich hoffe, ihr bleibt uns zugeschaltet. Weiterhin morgen Morgen der Rolf Rackenbass mit Gospel vom Feinsten. Und ansonsten alle unsere Moderatoren. So, Buggy, Andy, it's time to say goodbye. And so I say thank you very much for your visits here.
Oh, thanks. It was great. I really appreciated it, Dan. Really a pleasure.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Just wonderful.
Also, herzlichen Dank. Und heute Abend also in Lachen, Theater Fasson in Kanton Schweiz. Und ansonsten sind sie noch unterwegs. Alles nachlesen könnt ihr unter buckyhalker.com oder brambus.com. Okay, ein Titel machen wir noch. Ein letzter, eine kurze Version. Dann say bye-bye. Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
Driving my rusted car onward in hopes that it makes it to you. Driving my rusted car onward in hopes that one dream will come true. I've been driving in circles for 30 years. My hands are tied, I'm up to my ears. 2 miles forward, 3 miles back. Shoulder to the big wheel, tires on track. $4 earned, it's $5 that I owe. Telephone's ringing, it's a bill I know. My wallet's empty, but my heart ain't dead. I got a thing for you, baby. Buzzing in my head, that's why I'm driving my rusted car onward. In hopes that it makes it to you. I'm driving my rusted car onward. In hopes that one dream will come true. When the ship comes in, I get a Cadillac. 59 with the fins on back, ton of chrome. Long as a train, double wide, and we'll fill the lanes. We ride around with a rag top down. Cruise for the lures in that town. Stick a big fat one on each fin. I'm gonna turn on my radio. I'm gonna wear a great big grin. That's why I'm driving my rusted car onward. In hopes that it makes it to you.
For the intro.
Thank you very much, Bucky Hulker, Andy D. All the best, take care. Und euch wünsche ich ganz ein schönes Wochenende. Mein Name ist David Bolli. Ich sage Tschüss, macht's gut miteinander. Bye bye.